Well, what I just mentioned a few moments ago, we're going to be speaking with John Stephanopoulos of the Four Brothers Drive-In. Of course, I think it was this past weekend where they once again kicked off with their big fundraiser for the Armenia Fire Company. John, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Good. So now I know it's probably not the easiest thing for you doing what you do to get up in the morning and do the interview. So we really appreciate that, first of all.
Oh, no problem at all. No. Thank you for having me.
All right. So now you raised the once again. Was this the second year in a row you did the fundraiser for the Armenia Fire Company?
So this is actually we delayed the fundraiser to this coming weekend. So it's going to be April 30th, and we only did that because of difficulties with the weather, and we had some power outages and the mini tornado that we had on Wednesday, so we pushed it for 1 week.
All right, good. But, so that's still available, though, so people can go this weekend.
Absolutely, yeah. That'll be available for this coming weekend on Friday, 4:30. And it'll be actually the fifth year that we're doing this.
Wow. Well, see, at 68, time flies for me.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So that's coming up this weekend. And all the tickets, all the money you raise from the ticket sales goes right to benefit the fire company, right?
Yep. Everything. Everything goes right to the Armenia Fire Company.
Oh.
And, yeah, and we're the busier the better for the town.
All right. So now another year, and it seems like every year you make improvements at the drive-in. Is it the same this year where you've added some more things from the previous year?
Yeah. So with COVID last year, we were extra busy, and we had to get creative with ways for people to enjoy the movie, since we were typically sold out every single weekend, and so we had to accommodate with walk-ons and just viewability of the screen. So we're kind of building a little mini platform so people can walk on and actually see the movie without coming with the car. So even though the drive-in is designed for the cars, we're able to kind of accommodate now with walk-on seating. We'll provide a radio, the chair, and the viewing for the screen. So that'll be new for this year, and so will a mini golf as well.
So you've got mini golf you're adding this year as well. Now, what about, Sally was telling me, Hotel Caravana. You now have two of those set up now?
We're working on the second one, and we're hoping for it to be this year. Of course, delays here with COVID on some of the production of things. But, yeah, the plan was to have a second unit come in. From last year's records, we were pretty much at a 95% occupancy from May until the third week of September. So it was definitely really popular. People were coming out of the city and finding a little bit of an escape. So we thought it would be a smart idea to kind of bring on a second one.
You know, what's interesting about this is a couple of years ago, we gave away a free one of those visits to the hotel.
Yeah.
The response we got from the people that went there was just unbelievable. They just had the best time. They said it was a nice mixture of almost old time and new time entertainment.
Yeah, that's kind of the reaction that we've been getting, especially people coming out of the city or just traveling from 2 hours away. It's their little mini vacation they're telling us. So we're trying to make it as fun and creative as possible for people to enjoy, and we're happy that they're enjoying it.
Once again, we're speaking right now on Robin Hood Radio with John Stephanopoulos of Four Brothers Drive-In. I noticed something when I went to your website, which is playedrink.com. You also have an app that people have Android and iPhones. You've created an app where people can download that app. Let's talk a little bit about the app.
Yeah, sure. So it just came out last week. It, like you said, available on the App Store for Google Play and Apple. And so the idea behind that is you can order food, you can check out the movie tickets that are online and any information that you have that we have going on for events, and it's kind of just convenient all through your phone. You don't have to fumble through going on a website. So, and by the way, though, we did update the website, so it's a lot more user-friendly. We had a surge last year of customers going online and adapting to online ordering. It was like one of the biggest transitions for us was going all online. Just a little bit of a fun fact: we used to pre-COVID go and have 95% of our ticket sales spot in person, and last year was the exact opposite. So we kind of had to make an adjustment there.
Yeah, well, it's funny you did that. We had to redo our website to make it more accessible to the public as well, because the more they use it, the more accessible you have to make it. But I think having the app where you can get food and the movies all together, I think is really something great. Now, I do have a little asterisk here that your dad wants us to talk for a second or two about the olive oil.
Oh, yeah. The olive oil, so it's a product that we haven't pushed, but it's kind of like a little hidden gem that we wanted to make sure the area knows about. We have our Greek olive oil, 100% virgin, right from our properties in Greece that we cold press, and we import to the U.S. here, and we have a limited supply. But we sell it in all of our stores, and we just kind of started bringing it in now. It's incredible, great for cooking, great for any of salads or however you want to get creative in the kitchen. And that's a product that's really, really fantastic, unique, and it's nice that it's just local here from our properties in Greece.
And you know, that follows up, of course, on your salad dressing that you sell anyways, not only at the stores, but also elsewhere as well. Let's get back to the drive-in, though. You sit here now, so you've been around for, what, 5-6 years, right?
It's actually going to be our eighth season. 2013.
The difference from when you started off and now, is this where you imagined that the Four Brothers Drive-In would be 8 years later?
That's such a good question. I did not expect it to be this way. Actually, we kind of anticipated it as an addition to the restaurant, and it's kind of now the restaurant's almost the addition to the drive-in. in the season, of course. So people are coming from all over. We're really enjoying this surge of how popular it is, and we're really happy with the kind of place that it's become. It's we didn't expect it to become a destination. We expected, we anticipated it originally to be a theater, and it's turned more into a venue. And so people are kind of treating the space as a little escape, a little mini vacation, and they're coming out here and they're just having fun. So we've kind of done all these add-ons and adapted and transitioned every year because of how people are sort of interpreting the drive-in and experiencing it. And we're really happy with our guests and customers being happy, and we're just trying to make them as pleased as possible. So we did not expect this. No, not at all.
Yeah,
we're really happy.
It's funny because you talk about entrepreneurship. The restaurants, of course, are well-known and are always well-known, but you had property back there, and you turned unused property. And to what you just said, the movie theater is now – Four Brothers Drive-In is now a destination, and it's a destination for people who come up from the city. It's a destination for people who come from the Poughkeepsie area or even up in the Hills area and from Connecticut, because it's something, even though it's been around a while, it's something new. You add on to it. And as you said, what you thought was just going to be a little add-on to the restaurant, well, in the season, it really is now a destination, not only for Armenia, but for the whole area, because it brings people to our area.
Yeah, and actually even locally too. It also helps with our local residents that want to do something fun and get away. And actually, I was talking to a customer on Saturday night, and they had just they live in Hyde Park, but they kind of pass two drive-ins coming out to us. They like that it's smaller. They like that it's more boutique and family oriented. And so I think just kind of that whole combination is what everyone's really liking. It's friendly. It's smaller, and you're able to have a comfortable and fun night out. Especially now with COVID, it's safe. To add on with last year, we had graduations that we did. We hosted a mini wedding, and it was kind of a place that was really dynamic in being able to accommodate the world events and your daily life as well of kind of going out to the movies still.
Well, that is Four Brothers Drive-In once again, playeatdrink.com on the web. And you've got the Armenia Fire Department thing this weekend, and what are the movies that you've got this weekend as well?
So we have Raya and the Last Dragon playing for the kids, and then Mortal Kombat, which just came out as an action sort of adventure movie. So it'll be, we played them this weekend, and we're actually playing them this upcoming weekend as well, with a start time at 8 o'clock for Raya.
Well, just keep up the great work, because you really have increased the visibility of our area an amazing amount with the movie theater, the drive-in, and keep up the good work.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Once again, John Stephanopoulos, Four Brothers Drive-In in Amenia, playeatdrink.com on the web.